You're listening to a Big Finish production.
I suppose you'll want a report.
That would be good. Just let me finish scanning the crime scene. They'll want a record for the files. This is what's left of Trantis, is it?
Yes. And Centrial is...
I know where Centrial is. I saw his remains on the pavement outside.
You're not happy with me, are you?
Should I be? You might have told me you were Triple S when we spoke earlier.
I didn't know earlier. I had a sleeper personality. Best way to get past the Syndicate's defences unnoticed.
And kill them?
That was an accident.
Correction. Several accidents. Clumsy, aren't you?
I don't see why you're so angry. I'm the one whose cover's been blown, thanks to the doctor.
The chap in the next room?
That's him.
I'm going to want a statement from him, too.
You don't trust me?
I know what red tape's like. Best we get everything covered, saves problems later. None of the computers are working.
They cut out shortly after Trantis left us. I assume the doctor did something to them, you know, to stop the dream machines working.
Clever guy. Right, I'm done here. Let's go talk to him. Doctor?
Yes?
What are you doing?
Oh, just blowing a little whistle to pass the time.
But it's not making a sound.
Isn't it? Oh, well, I'll put it away then.
Joda Colwyn, Space Security Service.
Yes, I remember. Hello, Anne.
Anya. I told you, my name is Anya.
Yes, Anya Kingdom, you said. Any relation?
Who to?
Well, a couple of people I used to know. They were in the service.
Well, then it's possible. The job's something of a family tradition.
Not just the job. Eh? Oh, it's not really important.
Look, if you two have quite finished, I need answers. If a Triple S agent was going around getting evidence on the Syndicate, I should have been told.
The fewer people who knew about it, the better. We've no idea how far the Syndicate's tentacles reach. If it helps, I didn't know myself half the time.
Quite literally.
And I wasn't looking for them, not initially.
Oh?
You should probably record this.
All right.
We'd got this guy, Trenix, in witness protection because he'd given evidence against some of the Syndicate's associates, the Sinestrans. We'd hidden him in Earth's past.
Yeah, I know all this. How were you involved?
He called for help. Turns out he'd been traced.
How?
We couldn't find out. I was given a false personality. Memories of me were implanted in local enforcement officers so they'd accept Anne Kelso as one of their own. Then I was sent in to protect him.
Fine job you made of that.
I did my best in difficult circumstances, Doctor.
It wasn't the most detailed false personality, though, was it? You never really talked much about your past. That should have been a giveaway.
There was no need for extraneous detail. I didn't think I'd have to stay undercover this long. When Trenix ended up dead, circumstances changed.
Which is where I presume I come in. I'd hate to feel you were taking advantage of me.
The subconscious part of my mind was always working. I realized your time-space machine would be an effective means of tracking down evidence against the Syndicate.
Ah, so you just saw me as an intergalactic taxi service.
Not a taxi service, Doctor. No, you weren't driving.
You watched me operate the TARDIS and tried to learn how to do it.
A few false starts, but I got there in the end.
Meaning I struggled to control her while you were on board. You'd fiddled with my console.
I thought the ends justified the means.
Which leads us to Kemble and Zephon and your subsequent investigations.
We uncovered and foiled three of the Syndicate's schemes.
But didn't leave any of them alive to face justice.
Their deaths were unavoidable.
That's what you say.
Something to add?
Oh, no, no, do carry on.
But that's how it happened, isn't it? You are in agreement with Miss Kingdom.
Oh, absolutely, yes, 100%, apart from the fact it's utter and complete balderdash.
What?
Anya, you murdered Centrial and Trantis. I saw it with my own eyes. I have no doubt you did the same to Zephon and Beos.
That's a ridiculous accusation. We were under attack, Doctor. Have you forgotten?
Things can always be resolved peacefully.
Not true. Trantis would have killed you if I hadn't been there.
Look, there's clearly some strong disagreement on this, but don't worry. We can ascertain the truth back on Earth. We have memory extraction machines at HQ.
Whatever you need. There's nothing wrong with my recollections.
Nor mine.
Well, we'll see, won't we? We're taking you home, Anya.
Not just yet, you're not.
I don't think you get a say in this.
And I think I outrank you. I looked through Trantis's files, Corwin. I found a few more links in the chain. Another two members of the syndicate. One was Queen Gira of Giron, but apparently she's already dead.
Really? How interesting.
The other one, though. There's a space station in the Voltaris system. That's their financial hub.
We can leave that to somebody else.
Oh, somebody else will be too late. They know we're onto them. They'll be clearing out, going underground. We've only two more to find, and I know where one of them is. If we don't get them now, we lose them forever.
Which one?
He's called Malfa.
Malfa. Malfa, please.
Trantis and Centriel are dead, Zal. If you had not insisted on keeping the Doctor alive, this might not be true.
And the dream machines would be ready for launch. But now, because of the Doctor, our plan has failed.
I appreciate that the situation on Contral is unfortunate, Salation.
We have discussed this matter, Zal. We no longer have confidence in your leadership.
You've discussed this without me. I see. And what precisely did you decide?
We wish no more part of your venture.
How? You would break the syndicate? My syndicate?
We would.
And carry on together? You can't have a syndicate of two. That's absurd.
If the Doctor makes a move on us, we are ready. You must do your best to survive alone.
You ingrates. I created this organization in the wake of your previous failure, after your pathetic capitulation in the face of the Daleks. Without me, you were nothing. You are nothing. Leave and you will be merely the powerless bunglers you were before.
Goodbye, Zal.
Well, it's all going terribly well.
Left a bit more.
He doesn't have to load the TARDIS on board, you know. I could always follow you.
I don't trust you.
And I can't trust you.
Master, mistress.
Ah, there you are, K-9. What have you been up to?
I broke the computer's control over the dream machines and freed this planet's populace.
I know that, and good for you, but I meant afterwards. I've been whistling for hours.
You have not attuned this unit to a whistle. That function must have been unique to my previous model.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, that makes sense. I'll have to sort that out.
The cleanup team are dealing with the people here. Shutting off those headsets has left a very confused population.
Would you rather we hadn't saved them? Ouch! Oh.
Something the matter?
Oh, no, sorry. I've had this annoying itch at the back of my head for a day or two. It'll pass.
Yes, I've had one for ages. They've got a life of their own. All right, come on then. If we're going, let's get going. What's that?
K-9. He's one of my best... He's my best friend.
Well, get him aboard if he's coming aboard.
K-9, that woman is no longer your mistress, do you understand?
Master?
She wasn't who she seemed. I'll explain later.
Five, four, three, two, one... Liftoff.
Doctor,
one moment.
Master?
5 whole seconds? That's ridiculous. I'll have to get that tighter.
Apologies, Master. My reactions are currently inadequate.
It's not your fault. All right, Colwyn, what do you want? Or have you just popped in to do a Marcel Marceau?
What?
Your outfit. It's a little, mimsy.
I'll have you know, Doctor, that this is a slimline survival suit. It's bulletproof. It's resistant to radiation, depressurization. It has its own limited oxygen supply and mask.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm sure it's all very chic. Get to the point.
There's something odd about Anya.
Oh, you've noticed, have you? Good. I wondered when the penny would drop.
I'm not sure her story makes sense. I mean, we've been after this lot for ages, haven't found a trace, and she just reads the next one's address off a file.
It is a trifle strange, I'll agree. I suspect she knows more than she's letting on. I thought we'd stumbled onto Zephon by accident, or at least I did at the time. But if she knew he'd be there, and then flew us to Kembrel to find him...
And Baeus, how did you get involved in his scheme with the spores?
Well, we, you know, that's very odd. I can't actually remember. K-9, can you recall?
No information available, Master.
Presumably, she knew where he was and inveigled you in.
Presumably, that does sound plausible. Maddeningly unspecific, though.
Corey, you better get up here. We've got trouble. You might want to see this.
After you.
Anya, what is it? What's the matter?
That's the matter.
It's like a cloudy day outside.
We're passing through a nebula.
And that's a problem because...
Because it isn't just any old nebula, is it, Anya?
No, it's the Salation Nebula.
The what?
The Salation Nebula is a sentient cloud of dust and gas that moves through the outer spirals of the Milky Way.
Sentient?
Affirmative. The nebula can isolate and concentrate some of its particles and manifest them in humanoid form to interact with other species.
Right. What does he mean?
That parts of it sometimes decide to look like us, if it fancies a chat. Not the most convincing act, it has to be said. They keep bursting into polyps. But you've got to admire it for trying. I met it once, or at least one of its protrusions. It was lusting for power at the time, as I remember it. Absolutely throbbing with ambition. I hoped it had changed its ways.
It was part of this galactic council you mentioned?
Yes. With the others gone, it was only a matter of time before Salation turned up. Did you not think it would be a good idea to avoid it, Anya?
Salation found us, Doctor, not the other way around.
But it's a cloud. How can a cloud harm us?
You'd be surprised. Give me a second.
Doctor!
Oh, you remember me. I'm so flattered. Last time we met, I saved your life.
We all made mistakes.
I thought your lot were going to rally against the Daleks.
We did, but the resultant power vacuum from their defeat and the demise of Mavic Chen presented us with an opportunity we would have been foolish to ignore.
I can resist anything except temptation.
Exactly. Your face is different.
I fancy the change. Same with your gender, I presume.
I transcend such small considerations.
Oh, don't we all, don't we all?
I'm sorry to interrupt this touching reunion, but you're under arrest. I'm assuming you're a member of the Syndicate.
The Syndicate is no more. Your actions have seen to that.
I'm glad to hear it, but don't imagine that gets you off the hook. Time to come quietly.
Colwyn, Colwyn, how precisely are you intending to arrest a giant cloud? I suspect handcuffs aren't going to work.
Do not think to trick me. I will not fall for your ruse. I know the Doctor has executed my former conspirators.
Oh, that's not strictly accurate.
I'm here to kill him before he kills me.
Now, see here.
I'd like to see you try.
Don't say that. Why did you say that?
Because it really isn't important.
Uh-oh. That doesn't sound good.
What's she doing?
I am condensing myself around you. I will crush your ship down to a singularity.
You three, get to the TARDIS.
For once, I'm in total agreement.
What about you?
I'm going via the armory. I'll catch you up.
It is losing pressure.
Which way to the hole?
Straight ahead. Is it just me, or is it getting cloudy in here too?
Stop.
Oh, great.
The tiniest cracks are appearing in the skin of this craft. Do you think I could not squeeze through?
Get back!
What did you just do?
This gun's a phase shifter.
Ah.
It disconnects the protrusions from the main cloud. They can't survive on their own.
Kind of an unusual way of doing it.
I'm imaginative.
Stop. Master, more creatures are approaching.
I'd gathered that.
Stop.
Run! Run if you want to live!
Come on!
Stop.
Made it. Just in time, too. How much longer can that ship's integrity last?
Less than you might think.
Time to to obliteration estimated at 1.37 seconds.
One day you'll understand the meaning of rhetorical, canine.
Correction, I am aware of the word's definition. Rhetorical, a word of...
That's enough, that's enough.
This place, it's...
Bigger inside than out, yes. You'll get used to it.
Look, if I can just talk with Salation out there, this need not end badly.
Needn't it?
No, I can try. Just a moment. You just said, this ship will last less than I might think. What did you mean by that?
We don't all hang around waiting to be killed, Doctor. Some of us take preemptive action.
What have you done?
While you were busy having a chat with that thing, I was setting the ship's reactor to explode.
What?
Should irradiate the entire cloud. She'll find it hard to survive that.
Oh, Salation! Salation, old cloud! I don't know if you can hear me, but you must get out of here now.
I know.
Emergency dematerialization.
TARDIS has stabilized, Master.
Of course it has. Just a short hop away.
Why not further?
Because I want to check for life signs in the nebula. Nothing.
Told you.
What? Anya, what's wrong with you? That was completely unnecessary.
Oh, you keep saying that. She was trying to kill us.
But she wouldn't have succeeded. You knew we were escaping a TARDIS, and blowing up your own ship is hardly a viable survival strategy. It was murder, plain and simple.
If you say so.
I do say so. What are you doing?
Taking us to the same place we were going, Malphus Space Station. Six down, one to go.
You want to kill them. You don't want to take them into custody at all.
If that's true, better not get in my way. There, we're off.
Good. That means I can do this. K-9, stun her.
Master.
Why did you do that?
Oh, Corwin, something strange is going on here. If we want a chance of finding out what we need to speak to one of the Syndicate...
Well, there's only one left.
Exactly, and I very much doubt we'll get the opportunity to chat with him if Anya here is with us.
You may have a point.
I usually do. How long until we arrive, K-9?
Estimated arrival on the space station, 3.18 minutes.
Good. Let's see what Malfa has to say.
No life signs. Salation is no more. He shall come for me now. All personnel... This is an evacuation order. You are to depart this station immediately. I would be alone.
Here we are.
Is that it, then?
Well, I can't see any other space station, can you? Unless it's shy. Maybe it's hiding behind that one. Of course that's it.
I suppose... Seems to be heavily armed, some kind of battle station?
Possibly.
We're not going to land?
Well, I thought it worthwhile to stop and take a look at the place first, see what we're dealing with. If Malfa has an army waiting for us, I'd prefer to know about it, wouldn't you? K-9, can you do a scan?
Affirmative, Master.
How many life signs?
Just one.
One? In a place that size? Doctor, your dog's broken.
Supposition, Master. This is a very stupid human.
Oh, he's all right. He's just limited. Don't shoot the messenger, Colwyn. If K-9 says there's one person on that station, there's one person on that station. We've just got to hope it's the one person we're after. K-9, we're going to be popping out in a moment, Colwyn and me. I'd like you to keep an eye on Anya.
Master?
The lady you previously knew as Anne Kelso. When she comes round, she might try something. If she does, stun her.
Understood, Master.
Good dog. Well, Colwyn, ready to step into the parlor?
Sure thing.
Still don't trust K-9 sensors?
But this doesn't make any sense. It's clearly designed to have people here.
So was the Marie Celeste. Hey, Malfa, my crazy paved chum, it's been too long.
Not long.
Ha ha, you don't mean that.
I see no merit in further delay. I'm on the top deck, the third lift on. will bring you directly to me if you key in the code 7389. I will see you shortly.
We going to do it?
Well, can't see why not.
Enter.
Of course.
Doctor, don't. We've no idea what he's got out there.
If he wanted to kill us, he could have done it in the lift. Didn't you see the booby trap?
The what?
This one here.
The doctor is correct. Press this button and the lift floor releases. The victim plummets down the shaft and is vented into open space.
In which case, should we get up now?
You are wise to join me.
Why didn't you press that button?
I did not think you would fall for it.
That's why you suggested we brace ourselves against the walls.
Well, it seemed like a sensible precaution.
Take a seat.
Beautiful table, Malfur. Albraxian granite, hmm? You must be doing well. And what an exquisite view. Space really is so lovely at this time of the year.
I still don't trust him.
I am silicon-based, and from a planet with very different gravity to Earth, I am stronger than you can possibly imagine. You think I could not snap you like a twig?
I'd prefer not to think about it at all, Colwyn. Please, be a little more polite.
I'm sorry. It's just, this isn't exactly the final confrontation I was expecting.
I must say, this is all most cordial. Your former colleagues have all been a shade more aggressive.
Because they did not know the fight was lost. You have proved that if you wish to kill me, you will kill me. I have little say in the matter. Better that I exit this reality, maintaining my dignity.
Which is all very honorable, I'm sure. But I'm afraid you're laboring under a misapprehension. I don't want to kill you.
Your actions to date disprove that statement.
Not my actions, Malfur. The action of my companion, someone I now call Anya Kingdom.
I do not understand.
You're not the only one.
You too might not, but I'm beginning to. She's the one that's been murdering your associates, Mr. Malfur, not me.
This cannot be.
Well, am I killing you now? I must be doing it very subtly.
But given our past history...
Our past history is exactly the point, Malfur. If someone the Syndicate had never heard of was going around bumping them off, you'd begin to wonder who they were, wouldn't you? You'd begin to wonder why.
Because she's a security agent.
Security agents don't usually murder suspects, no. That's why they made her travel with me. I was the scapegoat for her crimes. As long as I was around, no one would ever ask the obvious questions.
And are you saying you know the answers?
I might do. And not just to those questions. You asked me something very pertinent earlier, Colwyn. And I have a worrying feeling I know the answer to that, too.
I did? You do?
You asked me how we got involved with the scheme on Robarus, Beos and the spore ship. And you know what? I honestly can't remember.
Canine?
Mistress? Anya Kingdom? You must not attempt to leave the TARDIS. If you do, I will stun you.
Canine? What are you talking about? Anya Kingdom? Who's that?
It is your true persona.
My true... Don't you recognize me?
You merely take the form of my mistress.
Are you saying I was possessed?
You were never real.
This is a mistake. You've gone mad. Is there a broken circuit?
Do not touch this unit.
Please. I don't understand what's happened, but it's me, Canine. It's Anne. I'm back. Your mistress is back.
You are attempting subterfuge. I will not be persuaded.
Look, if I was attempting subterfuge, would I know how to do this?
Not miss this danger, Master. Danger, danger.
Oh, don't worry, Canine. You'll be right as rain in 10 minutes. But that gives me all the time I need.
Anya knew far more about the Syndicate than she really should have done. Specific weaknesses, locations, and so on. Almost as if she had been briefed.
Briefed? Who by?
I'm getting to that. She knew how many members were left when we departed Transcom. 2, she said. Salation and you, Malfur. I'm guessing that's not exactly correct.
No, it is not.
No, it is not, because there's one planet missing from that Galactic Council, Malfur. Earth.
Earth?
The most important member. It's hard to think that Earth would have been ignored by the Syndicate.
You mean someone on Earth is a traitor?
I mean exactly that. Well, Malfa?
You reason correctly, Time Lord.
I usually do.
Who is it? Who's betraying my people?
Zal, the Technic head of the Space Security Service.
Zal? My commander?
Yes.
I thought it would have to be someone like that. The moment I knew the Syndicate was real, he's exactly the sort of person I'd have gone to. And there I was battling Beos. And I can't even remember how that started.
This isn't getting any clearer.
The itch on the back of my head, Colwyn. The one you've had for ages and one I imagine Mr. Malfa here has.
I have had an irritation for some time.
Exactly.
What's it mean?
I thought the dream machines were rather more cumbersome than they needed to be. I thought they would be more effective as an implanted chip.
No.
You see it now, don't you, Malfa? The Syndicate's plan was to control people's perception, so they didn't even realize they were enslaved. They weren't about to launch it. They had launched it long ago. But Zal eliminated that knowledge from their minds, from all of our minds. He's not only used it to control the galaxy's populace, he's used it to control his associates too.
The audacity!
I would have seen it in operation when I arrived. So he implanted me. Me! Made me forget. And ever since then, he's had me and Anya doing his dirty work, which was wiping out the only people who'd be a threat to him. The only people who knew what he was up to.
The rest of the Syndicate.
Anya!
And only one left. Goodbye, Malfa.
You've shattered him!
Got this from your spaceship, Colwyn. Useful little sonic device. You can do far more than drive in the odd screw. Such as vibrate silicon-based life forms to death.
It's over, Kingdom. You might as well give up now.
Yes, the game is over, Anya, and we know what Zal's up to.
Good job I no longer have any more need for you then, isn't it?
Get down! This table isn't just beautiful, it's resilient too.
You can't get away, you know. You're just postponing the inevitable.
If I can postpone it, then it can't be inevitable, can it? She's getting closer, but she's left the lift doors open.
What's the use of that? She'd shoot us before we got there.
Oh, that's not what I'm thinking. I'm remembering the trap door and the unique properties of that suit of yours. Your personal oxygen supply?
You're kidding. What about you?
It's possible to survive in the vacuum of space with no ill effects for at least 30 seconds if you don't hold your breath.
But after 30 seconds, you'll be dead.
Don't be such a pessimist. That's 30 seconds more than I'll get here. I just need something to throw at that switch. Pass me that big chunk of stone.
But isn't this part of Malfoy?
Don't even think about it. It's what he would have wanted. He'd have been keen to lend a hand. Anya, I'd hold on to something if I were you.
What?
Ready, Colwyn?
No.
Trust me. Here we go!
Oh, Doctor. Now you've just made me angry.
Sudden restoration of gravity. Bit of a bumpy landing.
What just happened?
K-9 just happened, didn't you? Good dog.
Thank you, Master.
Is that all the explanation I'm going to get?
I blew K-9's whistle as we were plummeting down the lift shaft. With it operating on a 5-second delay, I knew he wouldn't receive the signal until we were floating in space.
The only method available to me of answering the Master's summons was to materialize the TARDIS around him.
And as it happens, around you.
That was your plan? That's insane. You took an awful risk.
Paid off, though, didn't it?
You know, when I'm done here, I'll go volunteer in a war zone. It'll be safer.
That's the spirit.
And Anya, did she get sucked out too?
I imagine not. Malfa must have had some fail-safes for the system.
What are you doing?
Setting the controls for Earth. That's where we'll find this boss of yours, Zal, yes?
I still can't believe he's behind it all.
Malfa called him a technic. Ball chaps? Used to hang out with Mavic Chen?
They're sort of augmented humans, cyborg brains, that kind of thing. They're highly intelligent and have a natural affinity with technology.
Whoever could have predicted that it would turn out so badly?
When the Guardian was lost, we needed new leadership. They seemed best qualified.
Which is beginning to sound like a spectacularly bad decision.
We thought we'd got rid of all the bad eggs when we threw out Carlton. He was one of Chen's chief collaborators on Earth.
Well, that's the trouble. Give people a little taste of power and they don't want to let it go. I think it's time we stop them, don't you?
Well, I've come this far.
Good man. Earth it is.
More lives than a cat, you.
Zal?
Agent Kingdom, how can I help?
The Doctor's escaped. I imagine he'll be on his way.
I imagine he will.
What would you like me to do?
Malfa Station should still have a working teleport. Time to come home, Agent Kingdom.
K-9, scan Colwyn and me. And I've just been scratching my old head. And if I'm right, we've both been implanted with a reality retouching chip somewhere in the back of the head.
It is a device implanted in the occipital area.
Ah, good to know. Do you reckon you could burn it out?
Me?
Affirmative. With my laser on its narrowest setting.
Go ahead, then.
No, just one sec. Ow!
There you go. Your mind is your own again, K-9. They'll have put a similar chip in your circuitry somewhere. You should probably isolate it.
Affirmative.
I don't feel any different.
Oh, you won't. If the chips have been distributed as widely as I suspect, they wouldn't be able to tweak every single person's perception precisely. They'd be giving it a more general wash.
But they didn't try to stop us removing them.
Ah, well, it's not mind control per se. More about controlling the information you receive.
So, what haven't I been seeing?
I imagine we'll find out that when we reach Earth.
Ah, my secret weapon.
Good day, sir. Any sign of him?
Probably. Our security cameras have detected something resembling his TARDIS has just popped out of nowhere in one of the European zones.
He'll be on his way soon, then.
Oh, I don't doubt it. And you're going to stop him, aren't you?
You think I can?
It's more that I don't think he can hurt you.
He tried his best on Malfa's battle station.
You survived, though, didn't you? He left you a way out.
Perhaps.
A way out he won't get when the time comes. He's of no use to us anymore. Kill him.
With pleasure.
There you go, Colwyn. Factories as far as the eye can see. Even northern England in the 19th century was never as industrialized as this.
Where are we? This can't be Earth.
I'm afraid it can, and in your time period too.
Spatio-temporal location confirmed.
But I've never seen this before. I've never seen any of this.
Oh, keep up, Colwyn. Haven't you paid attention? Of course you haven't. You had your perception altered to make it invisible.
I see.
Well, you do now. Zal and his technic cronies must be using all the people of Earth as slave labor. The perfect prisoner is the one who doesn't even realize he's in a prison cell. Come on.
So, what do we do about it?
They must be generating a central control signal from somewhere. I just have to scan for it. Shouldn't be too hard to find. Ah, and it's not. There. The Mid-Atlantic.
That's Triple S headquarters. An armoured platform. It's where the Technics are based.
Of course it is. I suppose there's no need to be surreptitious when you've already conquered a galaxy. Be brazen in your villainy.
And it's just us two and your dog who know about this.
Well, I'd say so. Three against literally everyone else in the galaxy. Those are my kind of odds.
Really?
Better than one against.
You're crazy.
You're not the first one to say that. I prefer to think of myself as audacious.
You got a plan?
I got a plan. The same one I had on Contrail. K-9 to interact with the computer running it and see if he can't switch off the signal. It worked that time. Well, it didn't, technically. Those dream machines didn't really exist. But that doesn't mean the principle isn't sound.
Didn't exist.
Perception alteration, remember? Everything we've seen so far has been a carefully orchestrated lie.
Okay, it's rather tricky to get my head round. But he'll have a harder job in HQ. The Technics work with some pretty complex machines.
Well, he's a pretty complex machine himself.
My systems are far more sophisticated than those of this period. Taking control of them may take time, but it is certain.
Smug little chap, isn't he?
This unit is not smug. It is a statement of fact.
If you say so.
If K-9 can deactivate the chips, everyone will know the truth. And I imagine that might lead to rebellion. Is that our target?
That's the base, yeah. Though I've never seen that beacon before.
As I said, who needs subtlety? In we go!
There's a lot of security. You reckon you can get past it?
Oh, yes. See? They're not prepared for a trans-dimensional time capsule.
Yes. All a bit easy, isn't it? We could be walking into a trap.
Oh, yeah, of course we are. Of course we are. I love walking into traps.
What?
They prove I'm getting close. Let's spring this one, shall we? Eh? Oh, good. An alarm. Definitely close.
That'll be us.
I imagine they'll have quite the quick response team. Where can we access the computers?
Practically anywhere.
Then the easiest and closest location would be ideal.
Well, if this is Deck C, Sector 4, there'll be an access point we can secure this way. Come on.
You heard the man, K-9.
Affirmative.
There they are, my dear. You know what to do.
Don't I ever.
The rest of the service will be coming for us now. I presume Zal will have persuaded them we're traitors. Something along those lines.
They won't know what they're doing. Should probably change my blaster to stun.
Exactly what I was about to suggest. They're innocent pawns in Zal's game. We don't want them dead, just out of the way. You do the same, K-9.
There they are. Stop, that's enough of that.
And now would be a good idea.
Good shooting, dog.
Equally good shooting, human.
Wonderful. I've picked up a mutual appreciation society. Just what I need.
That's only the first lot. Let's get moving. I'll cover ahead. K-9, you do the rear.
Affirmative.
Mom?
You know who I am.
We received a report from the commander. You're an expert on the traitors, yes?
You could say that. They'll be trying to access the computers. Pass that on. We need to get there. Follow me.
All units, they'll be attempting to access the computers. Repeat, they'll be attempting to access the computers.
Hello? Hello? I'm an intruder. Have you got any secret files I could peruse by any chance? No. Some people are so impolite.
I'll lock the door. The main access point is through there.
Just these two, do you think? Or should we be expecting more Technics in the back room?
Unlikely. This is an auxiliary access point. That's why there were no guards. They don't really need it manned, but it's possible.
This is terribly dangerous. K-9, you go first, just to be sure.
Master.
I'll wait here. Guard the door.
Really?
Someone's got to.
You're a good man, Jodo Colwyn.
You're making me blush. Get back there.
No further Technics located.
I can see that, thank you. Can you access their systems from here? Then don't let me stop you.
Mom, I've just had an alert. Unauthorized access to the mainframe in auxiliary room 5.
We've got them. Come on.
Well, can you break the control signal?
Affirmative.
How quickly?
Estimated time to completion, 21.38 minutes.
21 minutes? I didn't think I'd need to bring her, but you can't do it any quicker.
Negative. These are very complex systems.
But I'm not sure we have 21 minutes. All right. Here's what I'm going to do.
Here we are. Attach the charges to the door.
Mom.
Doctor, I think something's happening out there.
I think something's happening in here, too. That suit of yours, does it have some kind of communication device that keeps you in contact with the rest of the servicemen?
Yes, this earpiece, but I'm not getting anything through it.
Oh, that's not why I want it. Give it here. Now, sonic screwdriver.
Charge is set.
All right. Everyone back to a safe distance.
No!
I only need a few seconds.
They'll be coming through any moment. Get back there. I'll hold them off.
Thank you. Okay, now I know you're ready.
Affirmative.
The time to signal break?
19.73 minutes.
Well, let's hope this works then.
If you're gonna do something, Doctor, do it quickly!
Come on! You're supposed to be crack troops! What is it? What's happening?
Doctor! They've stopped firing! They're all dropping!
I know. I sent a pulse through their earpieces. Should knock them out long enough for K-9 to finish the job.
You mean we've won?
I believe so. No! Anya!
Some of us weren't in uniform, Doctor.
K-9! K-9, K-9, how long now?
17 minutes precisely.
Not quick enough.
Exactly what I was thinking. I think you need to get a new dog.
You killed him. You killed K-9.
He was a machine.
He was your friend.
Not anymore.
Now I'd have to build another one. Do you realize how much time that takes?
Time you don't have.
Now, Anya, do you really want to do this?
To save my planet? What do you think?
Save your planet? What are you talking about?
You're a traitor.
And you are being manipulated. I know you're not Anne. I know she's long gone. But your real personality must have been hidden away with hers throughout our travels. You must have been in there. You must have seen what I did.
I was aware on some level.
Then you know what I'm like. You know what I do. Does the man Anne travelled with really seem like he could be a traitor?
Anyone can turn.
No, but really. We saved the world together, you and I. We saved many worlds. You know about the dream machine, the perception devices. Isn't there the faintest possibility that things aren't quite the way you think they are?
I have no doubt.
Then why haven't you fired? Come on, you know this is wrong. Let me go. Help me to stop this evil. Let's stop it together.
You're coming with me. We're going to go and see Zal.
Put the gun down, Anya.
Don't push your luck. One of you's lying, I know that. I'm still inclined to believe it's you.
Then I'm grateful for small mercies, all right. All right, then. Let's go and see Zal.
Enter.
You, I presume, are Zal.
Correct. And you're the doctor.
You're not surprised to see me. Didn't you want me dead?
I'm not naive. I always assumed your survival was a possibility. In fact, I'm actually rather pleased. You've proven so useful as a distraction. I'd have felt almost disappointed if we hadn't had the chance to meet properly before your destruction.
I'm so gratified at least one of us is happy about this encounter.
I mean, technically, we already have met. But you don't remember, so it amounts to the same thing. Tell me, Anya, I presume he appealed to your better nature?
He said my mind had been manipulated.
Did he now?
Is that true?
Is anything true? We all perceive the world subjectively. Who's to know what reality is?
Is it true?
It must be almost supper time. Why don't you join me on the balcony? Take a seat. I'll have the servitors bring some food.
What is it with megalomaniacs and their panoramic views?
Maybe we simply appreciate the finer things in life. And here's a case in point.
Real food? On plates?
You object?
No, it's just a bit unnecessary, isn't it? You can get everything you need in a pill. All the tastes, all the flavours.
Precisely why I do it. Anyone can do what is necessary. We define ourselves by that which we do not need to do.
And you didn't need to enslave a galaxy?
Oh, I think I did. Please, sit.
So it's true?
Of course it is. But allow me to explain. Be an adult, Anya. Put the gun away. Do you really think I'd have allowed you in here armed if I couldn't dispose of you instantly?
I don't know what I think anymore.
Then please, don't mind me. Shoot if you want, but on your own head be it.
I'd do as the man says, Anya. Put the gun away.
That's better. Wine?
No, thank you.
More for me. The Syndicate was formed in the wake of Mavic Chen's demise. An opportunity had presented itself. It would have been foolish not to grab it by the hilt.
I presume the whole thing was your idea.
I presented the notion to the former members of the Galactic Council. They readily agreed.
Why not just go out on your own?
Baby steps, Miss Kingdom, baby steps. Many budding dictators have faltered through attempting too much too soon. If I was going to do it, I would do it properly.
I see.
After Carlton threw himself on his sword, I took control of this organization and was able to facilitate an infrastructure for the Syndicate. Communications, networks, centralized financing, that sort of thing.
You make it sound like a business plan.
In a way it was. The business of control. People are very bad at living their own lives, in my experience, Doctor. They need a guiding hand.
Hence the control chips.
Exactly. If people can't be trusted to make the right decisions, then we shall make the right decisions for them.
Your idea again.
The technics have always had augmented brains. The control chips were hardly a quantum leap.
But in order to spread them effectively, you needed the reach of the Syndicate.
We all colluded to create the control system and disseminate it. But the Syndicate members failed to realize my people had ultimate control. After the plan was completed, we eliminated the knowledge of its implementation from their minds.
But not completely. I mean, they still tried to launch the dream machines on control.
The chips only alter perception. We couldn't eliminate the memories entirely, so naturally they attempted the whole thing again. I was happy enough to let them. It proved a useful distraction. And it was also rather amusing.
So when their attempt to use a dream machine on me failed...
That was a fiction of mine. Even within the altered reality, I couldn't have you under Syndicate control. How would you prove an effective scapegoat?
Yes, a scapegoat for their assassinations.
By me?
By you.
You used me.
I wouldn't put it in precisely those terms. They knew too much. They were a threat to my power. So I sent you in. A sleeper within a sleeper. You have to admit, it's clever.
I'll admit nothing of the sort. It's monstrous. All of it monstrous.
Oh, come now. I've made the people of this galaxy happy. They are fed and watered, provided for in every way. In their own minds, they have everything they want.
But not in reality.
What does that matter? If you perceive yourself as happy, you are happy, surely.
You have a very warped idea of happiness.
Slaves will never be grateful to be slaves.
You're the ones that should be grateful. Were it not for my intervention, this technology would have granted dominion to the entire Syndicate, to those power-hungry despots who try to sell out eternity to the Daleks.
The lesser of two evils is still evil.
You see, this is exactly why I wanted you eliminated. Your vision is so limited.
I'll stop you.
Will you? I don't think so. You won't even remember me. You'll be re-implanted. All this will be nothing more than a bad dream.
I've seen through your conditioning once before.
Because we allowed you a certain autonomy. With the Syndicate eliminated, that is no longer a necessity.
No matter what you think, my mind is too strong for you and your machines. If you don't want me to stop you, I'm afraid you'll have to kill me.
You know, you may very well be right. Pity to make a mess. Blood is such a persistent stain.
You killed him. You...
Yes, not just him. I did warn you not to draw on me, Anya.
Poor hubristic fools. No one can resist the power of the techniques.
What's he on about?
I imagine, and I'm only guessing here, that he thinks he just killed us.
Clean up my balcony, please. I have two bodies for disposal.
And that rudder confirms it.
I don't understand.
Isn't it obvious? I altered his perception, or rather, K-9 did. Those were his instructions should Zal attempt to murder us.
K-9?
Master, was the plan successful?
Very much so. You didn't really think you destroyed him, did you?
I sort of think I did.
Colwyn's fine too. Well, as fine as he ever is.
Hello there.
Colwyn.
Hello, Anya.
When the Master realised that it would take 21 minutes to block the carrier signal, and that we did not have 21 minutes, he did not consider it a good idea to proceed with that exact plan.
I suggested K-9 hack into the signal instead.
And alter my perception.
And that of everyone attacking the room. Much simpler.
If the attackers believed me to be deceased, they would not attempt to disconnect me from the machine.
But Zal didn't have a chip. How come he believed it?
The techniques were connected to the same computer. Accessing and altering their perception as well was simplicity itself.
As was restoring yours, if you're wondering why you're suddenly more easygoing.
You changed my mind.
I changed it back.
And you didn't feel like telling me any of this.
I had to buy K-9 sometime. If Zal had realized what we were up to, he'd have stopped K-9 breaking the control signal. But Zal didn't realize, and K-9 broke the signal.
Affirmative. I have introduced a fatal error into the system.
Good dog.
There is, however, one problem. The fatal error means that shortly after the signal cuts out, the computers and this base will explode.
Bad dog, all right. I need to sound an evacuation. You two, back to the TARDIS. I'll meet you there. Come on. Zal must have some kind of emergency system in there.
They're waking up.
Then they will have the opportunity to escape.
Please evacuate. Please evacuate. This base has had a fatal error. It will shortly be destroyed. Please evacuate.
Sounds like the doctor's found the controls.
This is but one galaxy. Soon, very soon, we shall conquer the universe.
Yes, yes, I'm sure you will.
Much further.
I bet I can never find the best parking spot.
Emergency launch. All evacuation craft. Emergency launch. All evacuation craft. Emergency launch. Emergency launch.
We're here. How long have we got, K-9?
58 seconds.
The doctor better get a move on, then.
Hello there.
Doctor.
Colwyn. K-9, I'm so sorry I killed you two.
Don't worry, you didn't.
Enough. Let's get inside.
No! No, you will not remove me from this place.
What? Now listen here, Zal.
No, not in my moment of triumph. No!
Wait, I better get after him.
Negative, mistress, we do not have time. Base will destruct in 21 seconds.
Mistress, you called me mistress again.
Oh, which is lovely, I'm sure, but we have to get out of here. So sorry, Zal, I did my best.
Zal, all powerful, all conquering, all. Hold on. What? Something has changed. This is not quite how the world was. Oh dear. That's not good.
Corwin's looking into forming an interim government. All those burnt-out control chips. There are a lot of shocked people out there.
They were brought back to reality with a bump, almost literally.
The Technics enslaved an awful lot of planets. It'll take time before some semblance of order is restored.
I imagine so. I imagine you've got a very big task ahead of you.
Me?
Yes.
I'm not coming with you.
I'm afraid not, Anya, no.
But I proved myself, didn't I? In the end, I saved your life.
You didn't kill me. That's not the same thing.
Oh, that's not who I am, Doctor. Zar was manipulating me.
I know, it's just...
What?
I liked Anne Kelso. I liked her a lot.
But I am her. She's still me.
No, you're not. I know Anne never existed. I know she was a fictional construct of a technological despot. But she was real to me. And now she's gone. Zal killed her just as surely as if he'd put a gun to her head and pulled a trigger. You'd just be a reminder of that.
I suppose so.
For what it's worth, I really am sorry.
Yes. Me too. Mm.
Goodbye, Anya Kingdom. If nothing else, you've done your family proud.
Pardon?
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Just us again, K-9.
Affirmative, Master.
First things first. I'd better fix that whistle of yours. I can't be doing with that delay.
Affirmative. I will miss Mistress Anne, Master.
Yes. Yes, so will I. Come on, then. Let's see what the universe has to offer.
Listening to Doctor Who, The Fourth Doctor Adventures, The Syndicate Master Plan, The Perfect Prisoners by John Dorney. The Doctor was played by Tom Baker, Anya Kingdom, Jane Slavin, K-9, John Leeson, Zal, Ronan Vibert, Jodor Colwyn, Simon Bubb, Malfa, Centriel, Trooper and Worker, Christopher Naylor, Trantis and Baeus, Timothy Speyer, Salation, Gera, and Dran, Francesca Hunt. Other parts played by members of the cast. Script editor, Guy Adams. Producer, David Richardson. Director, Nicholas Briggs. Executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay-Gellery.